Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR 2 plenary number 114 on the 17th of June, 2020 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today are Alain, Ram Krishna, Kaveh, Russ, Carrie Ann, Scott, and Eric. Apologies from Danko. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda, and technical writer Heather. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thanks. The first thing is we're trying to figure out when to hold the conference call regarding DAR. A doodle poll was sent out, Monday, I think. But some people have not yet responded. We need to close this soon so that we can get the input. But right now, it's looking very much like it'll be in lieu of the plenary call next week. But not many countries have been heard from here yet. So, if people could fill that in during the call, we can maybe make a decision at the end. Thank you. So in addition, there was a doodle poll about the number of people who would be able to participate in a plenary call next week, given that that is going to overlap with the ICANN's virtual meeting. So if you could show those doodle results. It looks like a fair number of people could attend, but let's hold off on making an absolute decision based on whether that is the slot we have to use for making the DAR call. Okay. The next thing is to report out on subteam 27. Alain sent a document earlier today to me, and I passed it along to Jennifer for display. So Alain, I turn it over to you to take us through that.
Yes, I have to apologize for the delay. I sent the document 2 hours ago. I'm sure that Ross, who is with me on the sub team 27. I didn't have time to look at it. So my suggestion that is that I will go through it, but I don't think we should try to approve it. But then maybe we wait for Ross to review it. I also edited the comment document. I don't know if you can also show the feedback document. Can also show that one briefly. Jennifer, can you show the feedback document?
Yep.
There it is.
Thank you.
Okay. Go to the right side, scroll right to the side where, to the right side. I want to show the colon E to colon 7. Okay, so if you scroll down to just scroll down to section where there is not section 27, where recommendation 27. Okay, I as you can see, I edited and I put a suggestion for our response to the comment, and also the changes we so basically we address this comment by saying that okay, yes, we will add a text to cover the other ECC algorithm. So please scroll down again. More, again. But it's more on the so down. I was wondering if it could be maybe to extract only the section 27, but if you scroll, keep growing, then I think there are section where exact, we will see the exact response. And yes, this is another example. I think this is This is one of the comments from exact saying that yes, the the fact that we mentioned, yeah, the fact that the referral to the NSA recommendation on this thing, et cetera, and so we accepted the comment and then saying that we will remove that reference to the recommendation to go for RSA 3072. Then there also another one here saying that is on recommendation 7.2, okay, 727.1. So then this is another recommendation from EXAC, okay. So saying that we should make the recommendations to make the recommendation more generic in its nature. Okay, agree. So we agree that we should do that. The expert believe that the explicit reference to ACDC and post quantum are necessary. Exactly. So I said we accepted this, and the new proposal test you as I showed last week or 2 weeks ago. Then we totally remove the reference to specific algorithm, and we just say that we should move from RSA to another algorithm. So we are not now no longer mention ACDSA or quantum post quantum algorithm. So now please scroll down more. I think this cover the exact. I think there are a couple of comments on 27 from ICANN.org. Yeah, please scroll up a little bit. I think we're a little bit, yes. And then I'll cover this. So there were two, just scroll down. There were two recommendations or comment from ICANN.org following these two. Can you just scroll down? Okay, apparently I also added something, some comment on the two. There were two comments from the ICANN.org. Okay, so something seem to have happened. So if you can go to the ICANN.org. I think we are, okay, I think they're here. So yeah, they're here. Okay, Yes, so ICANN.org comment saying that the DPS does not provide a plan for algorithm rollover. So saying that, yes, the team does not not intended to provide how the algorithm rollover should be conducted, okay? And then also the complexity of the rollover has been acknowledged in 27.2, okay, and then I'm pointing to the new test, Then there was also another second point saying that about from ICANN.org, okay, same. So saying that okay, they were doing that consultations on the key rollover. During the consultation, the clean rollover, but that consultation clearly said that it does not cover algorithm rollover, and this team we supported the separation between normal key rollover and algorithm key rollover. That's why in our report, in this report, we have a different one sections dealing with KSK rollover, and we have a different section when covering algorithm rollover. So this is what I put then pending a review from Ross and the team. So can you now go back to the other documents? If you could go back to the, okay, so basically this document, okay, this document is the basic, is the base of what you I just presented over there, trying to, because as you saw, most of the concern, especially from EXAC is, okay, and being so prescriptive on ECC, etc. So the idea here is to make the discussion on the DNS cryptographic more generic at the big introductions, even though we continue to mention ECC, we continue to make ECC and cover the other EDC, EDDSA, which was also one of the comments. Okay, so this is basically, and then if you scroll down a little bit, so this reference to the US Security Agency recommendations, I think I decided that we should remove it here. And what I also did is to put now to also put the finding on the DPS after.
Did we lose Alon?
I think so.
Oh, no.
It still says he's connected, but his mic is, yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you scroll down to this?
He's back.
Okay, yeah. So if you scroll down, then after the description of the, the section on the finding that the DPS is quiet on the key rollover has been put after the description of the algorithm, yeah? And then you have the new version of the recommendation 27.1, where the key changes here is that the previous one said PTI operations should update the DPS to facilitate, and this facilitate has generated that two comments we saw from the organization say, then the DPS does not provide a plan, which is normal. So we change the facilitate, we replace by just to allow, and we also address the issue of people complaining that yes, key rollover does not necessarily improve resilience. So we change the wording. Then this is the new 7.1. Then 7.2 remain the same. So that is it. And as I said, this has not been reviewed by Ross, my the team member. But so I think we can discuss it, and if there are comments, objections. So I'm done.
So I sent the document and the pointer to the public comment response to the mail list, so everybody should have that. I suggest we send any comments that you might have to the mail list. If there are minor word changings, if there are direction issues, let's talk about them now. So are there any direction issues? Okay, hearing none, please wordsmiths to the list. And up next, Liz Lauren for the grouping of sub-teams that are dealing with the risks part.
Yeah.
What do you want displayed, Lauren?
Lauren is not on the call.
Oh, no. I could swear I heard him. Okay, Lauren's not here. Then we'll skip that for now. and move to Casey. Casey, you wanted to talk about recommendation 22.
Yeah, I'm just not convinced based on all the comments that I read that this needs to be in here. If it does, if there are folks who feel strongly that it needs to be in here, and I take the point that RSAC, who is really the constituency most, who would most benefit from it, I guess, did comment, but they comment very tersely of, well, we support this. However, I would like to, a lot of others did not or didn't care or didn't see the problem. In particular, ICANN.org, both ICANN.org and ESSEC don't understand what problem it is we have identified that we're trying to solve. I rather agree with that, having read all the RSAC 37 and the whole government's working group stuff. If somebody feels strongly that we want to keep it, I think we really need to go to RSAC, and maybe somebody did this and I missed it, and ask them, you know, what is the problem you see, and what would you like to see SSR to say specifically in terms of how to measure implementation of such a recommendation? Or do you think pretty much ICANN is being responsive when you need something, which is clearly what ICANN thinks from ICANN.org's public comment to this recommendation? That's basically my position. I wonder what others think. Did anybody talk to RSAC? Or does anyone know of anybody that talked to RSAC from SSR2 before writing this?
I don't remember who held the pen for 22. Does the person who did, are they on the call?
I just thought, I'm not the pen holder either. I can't recall who drafted it, but I just had a question for Casey. Is it that, would it be remiss of us not to even mention it, even if we remove the recommendation? Are you saying that we shouldn't speak to it any at all?
Well,
because my feeling is that the review team would have, whoever drafted it at the time, because I said it would have been probably one of the legacy clause, the legacy recommendations, that it would have been because of observations that from the investigations we did earlier on that came up. So I would, do you see room in incorporating it as a comment, even if we don't want to give specific, a specific recommendation, but then reference the RSAC recommendations and say, but at least say that this is an observation that we made, but we declined to make a specific recommendation because blah, 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 and then refer them to the more detailed document. I would prefer that approach than just to remove it.
Well, sure. I mean, look, we have to explain how we are dealing with the public comments. And so my assumption is that in that explanation, we would say, given that ICANN.org thinks this is already underway, we will not make a specific recommendation, but encourage other you know, review process to consider this as it plays out.
But should this be part of our findings, not necessarily just in the response to the public document? Because it would have been something that we thought as an issue. And I'm saying we, as I said, because I'm not sure who drafted it, but it would, the fact that it has stayed in all the iterations mean that it's something that's important enough to stay there. So it should be, instead of just replying to the public comment, actually have a specific reference to the issue and say that we would defer to give specific recommendations in ours, but probably ask for continued monitoring of what ICANN.org is doing.
That would be fine with me. I think we should still ask, and I can reach out to somebody on RSAC. We don't have an RSAC rep on this. I guess Eric was the closest we have to RSAC rep, but I would ask somebody I know on.
If I can speak to that as well, Kavi is speaking here. Yes, if you need to link with RSAC, because I'm also on RSAC, but not here in RSAC capacity, but I can easily link you to the right person. So I would be more than happy to help. Drop me a line.
Well, so if you're on RSAC, I would just be curious of your view of this recommendation and what your take is on whether RSAC sees there a problem now that needs to be solved in terms of ICANN's role in the governance proposals that I mean, it was over a year ago now that these documents were published, and I don't know what the status is of ICANN's processing of them. Do you know?
Yes, I know that. I can comment on that, but I prefer not to comment on RSEC's position because I don't think there is a conflict with the board, but I think that's the right thing to do. But in general, the process on that, RSEC is following up with the board and actions are happening. Now there is a new work party basically has been formed, which is a root server system governance work party, which consists of different stakeholders. They have met a few times and they have, I think, they reported back to different constituencies. I think they also have published a public report, but I'm not sure about that. So that is ongoing, and the aim is that phase, which would be phase two in as it was planned, will end this year, hopefully. That's the last I've heard. So and then there will be a framework, and the next step would be implementation. So that is ongoing. But I wouldn't comment on RSEC, but I would happily link you to people who will readily give you the answer.
Okay. Are you aware of that process actually creating any sort of, what's the phrase in here? Key performance indicators for the root servers?
Yes. So they are I don't think it's KPIs, but yes, well, one of the goals they're going to achieve, and I think it's even specifically mentioned in the charter, is to come up with service level expectations. So that's a track they are following.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, my view is that there is not a need to do a recommendation here. That what is happening seems to be what should be happening, and I don't know what the problem is that SSR2 thinks exists that needs to be solved, and how you think SSR3 should measure. Well, I guess there won't be an SSR3, but whatever. How implementation of this should be measured. So yeah, my vote is.
One additional input, because I know that the group GWG is very open to meeting with different players. So if you're interested in general, if SSR3 is interested, Ted Hardy is the chair. And generally, because I know they were looking for people who might have ideas about what they are doing, and I know that generally they're open to meeting with interested parties, just as an informational point.
Mm-hmm. That would be of interest to me, at least. It sounds like it's been long enough that maybe touching base with the people who we think we're claiming to help would be valuable. That's all I had, though. I don't hear anybody if anyone's talking.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry. I was talking to mute. Kaveh and KC, are you going to make sure that RSEC conversation comes to closure?
Maybe Kaveh, do you mind syncing me up with Ted or at least sending me his email?
Yes, I can do that. Just mind you, Ted is chair of GWG, which is not RSEC. RSEC also has three representatives there, but it consists of different groups. But of course, I will send you his email.
Okay.
Tracy, this is Carol. As we explore this, as I said, the only caveat I would have is just I would support your thinking and your process, but I would genuinely just want us to at least include in the report itself if we're removing it. Just a statement on our position on it and what action we thought was necessary and where it fell within our purview, or we thought it was better suited under someone else's purview as the work continues. I don't know what discussions would come out of the discussions, but at least a mention of our thinking to remove it.
So then, Carrie, and I accept that, but then we need some consensus on, one, what the problem is, and two, whether the working plan that ICANN and GWG are taking up right now is addressing the problem, because that would be a finding and then a reason to remove the recommendation. And it looks like that to me, but it would be good to have one other voice say that.
So what I heard today makes me think that there is something on track that is likely to address it, but I can't tell if it for sure will.
Right.
And that's just a reason to have something in the report so that, 5 years later, somebody takes a look.
We'll take it up. And that's where my thinking is, Russ, that even if as you said, Casey, it's to identify the issue fine, but if we can't make a specific recommendation, as you said, because the work that they're doing may address it, it's just to actually state that. So the next review team or whatever may come out of our recommendation for persons to look back if they were implemented or not, in that general findings section where we have like observations, things that we noticed but we didn't comment on because we spoke about doing a section like that before. We could just say that's just one of the things that we thought was being addressed under the work plan, and we just hope that somebody continues to monitor it, just as a general statement, so it doesn't get lost altogether.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. I noticed that Denise is not here. Was somebody else planning to speak to the abuse grouping?
No. There was going to be a call on that yesterday, but it got canceled at the last minute. So I don't know.
So I'm not sure either.
Okay, and we'll look to hear more at the next call. All right, I'd like to remind rapporteurs that we need status updates put into that spreadsheet so we know where they are, and that we're shooting for July 1st to have all the sub-team report outs. Any team that hasn't report out, we'll talk about next steps. KC had recommended that we drop any recommendation that has not got a report out by the first, but we softened that a little bit and said we will talk about any sub-team that hasn't reported out as a group to figure the way forward. Let's go back to the DAR doodle poll and see if we have more responses. Okay, I think it's pretty clear that we're going to use the call slot next week for the DAR call then.
Russ, this call is for after.
Oh, it's an one hour off.
It's directly after. That's right.
Sorry, I was assuming it was my time zone. Silly me.
I know, it's very confusing.
Okay, good. So we could actually have both.
Are you assuming your time zone? Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes. How awful.
So, Russ, okay. That means you can't attend? You didn't check
No,
that.
I can't. There's a IETF thing going on at that time.
Okay,
so we'll go for the Wednesday. That must be Brenda's time zone, right? So the DAR call.
I don't know if I can change it to UTC.
No, that's fine. I just had. All right. So I will put it on my calendar, but.
Ta-da! UTC.
In case the other thing happens to drop off. Okay, so let's schedule that. Lauren, you seem to have just joined us.
Can I ask a question about that call? Is there going to be a transcript of it?
It'll be recorded, I believe.
And it can be a normal SSR in the normal SSRQ archives? So sure. Other people who aren't there can go watch it.
I'll let Jennifer speak to where to find it.
we're going to record it the same as all calls, and we can request a transcriptive file, and we'll post it on the wiki so you can link back to it in the report.
Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lauren, did you join?
Yes, I did join. My apologies. I'm moving house, so I got the time wrong because I'm doing a million things at the same time.
What a horrible time to be moving.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Okay.
But yes. So next week, Dark Hall is fine. I realized my answer didn't show up, even though I thought I had replied. And I guess you want to know about budget change.
Budget change?
The change of the budget recommendation.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So I'm not sure. Is this what I should talk about?
Well, your name was next to risk.
Yes. Last week when he presented the updates, there was a discussion that led to a discussion of budget. There's two aspects of budget we're talking about. The first is to be able to identify SSR related items in the ICANN budget. That's a spillover from SSR 1. And then when we were talking about the C-suite position, we said, hey, that needed to come with adequate budget to do the job. And so harmonizing all of that was the task that Lauren took as homework out of last week.
Yeah, so essentially, if you go to the relevant two documents, so it's both in the one that has all changes accepted and the risk playground document, essentially all I did is I pulled down the analysis that was with budget and extended it. So essentially the idea is we are, I'm not sure if it can be shown. Oh yeah, Jennifer just posted the link. Thank you. So essentially, right, the idea is all the security minus a few bits and bobs that might not be possible to move would move under this new role. So essentially the budget recommendation, when it comes to transparency, I essentially left what is there, did some level of culling because of how it now works, and then essentially say, okay, move all the relevant security budget under this position because all the security org would move under that position as well. So it only makes sense to move that budget. And I also kind of made this organizational change clearer. If you look at the kind
I think of we should be looking at markup, recommendation 6, Brenda.
It is the old recommendation 6. And after that, the one following is the new budget. Here I don't have the markup. So, and it's a few days. Yeah, if you go up a little bit, no, down a little bit. A bit more. Yeah, so this is where it starts. So this is essentially where I pulled down the analysis we already had. And then the you can see the new 4.1, which is like after this after position, which I either omitted or did it wrong when I accepted the changes. This should be the position of the executive C-suite security officer has been created. Move all relevant budget items, responsibilities under the purview of this new position. That's essentially the only change. And then there's a small change above where I kind of reiterated on the organizational change that we expect to happen with this position being installed. That's it. And apart from that, for the whole risk section, at least I have not heard from anyone outside the drafting team kind of giving ideas or speaking to issues with what we have done. So I'm not sure how much longer we should kind of keep that open, and at what point we should consider that one accepted, essentially.
Well, the text has been in front of people except for this budget part for a week.
Yep.
So I
still owe you the sentence.
Yes, you do. That's yes, right. I saw that in chat, but I wasn't going to call you out. But thank you. And yes, we need that sentence from your action item from last week. So let's put this on the agenda for a consensus call for a week from today. If people have editorial, please bring it to the list or put it a comment in the Google Doc.
And I will take the action and hopefully not forget it with all the moving that I changed the first sentence so that it's the position of the
right.
Executive C-suite security officer.
Okay. So we noticed that Denise is not here to talk about the abuse. Were you planning to, or are we
so
we have to wait till next week?
Essentially, I think we have to wait till next week. I'm not sure if anyone on the abuse subgroup knows more than me, but all I got was essentially meeting canceled. I am not sure why. That's essentially where I stand. I know that some people have done their preparations for the response to the comments. We have to agree on text, and I guess we just need a new call. Again, I don't know what happened to yesterday.
Okay, so what I think we decided in terms of calls going forward is that the DAR call will happen next Wednesday, and mm-hmm. that we are going to have a call, although some people will miss it, next week. And that the DAR call will be essentially directly after the SSR2 call.
Yep.
Okay. So, rapporteurs, please keep things moving. There's a whole bunch of teams we haven't heard from. And we need to bring this to closure by July 1st. Is there any other business today? Okay, hearing none, I think we're done then for today. Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry for joining late.